On the Old Mole, we've done several memorials over the past couple of years for people of our political community who've passed away. We feel that recognizing them, reminding ourselves of their commitments and contributions, is a way of reinforcing bonds within the community, here in Oregon and beyond. Today I want to note the recent death of Michael Leibowitz, who lived in British Columbia and also in Venezuela, and was a listener to the Old Mole Variety Hour. Michael was a scholar who made significant contributions to Marxist theory, and an activist who lived his beliefs, as I said before, in programs he created in Venezuela and the policies that he encouraged there. Hugo Chavez paid attention to him, that was the president of Venezuela, and even in some of his own, that is, Hugo Chavez, did regular radio broadcasts, and even some of his own presidential broadcasts, he mentioned Michael. Sometimes you can think of conversation topics when it's regrettably too late to have the conversation. I knew Michael mainly through his books and occasional emails back and forth. It's only after his death that I realized how our paths had crossed long ago. Coming out of graduate school, I accepted a position at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia in the PSA department, that is, political science, sociology, anthropology. It was that combination of those three, political science, sociology, anthropology, in one department that attracted me, along with the department's exceptional ties to the working class community in Vancouver. My invitation from that department, and then approval by the Faculty Senate, was unanimous, but then was vetoed by the university administration because of my own anti-war activism. This is back in the times, of course, of the Vietnam War. The administration put the PSA department in receivership, bringing in a geologist, if I remember correctly, to chair it, and some of the outstanding faculty who were there left Simon Fraser in protest. My appointment was only the pretext for the administration's disciplining and taming and ripping apart an excellent department they saw as problematic because of its ties to community and labor activism. What I've only now learned is that Michael Leibowitz was president of the faculty union at Simon Fraser at that time, and was stalwart in trying to secure my appointment and in defending the PSA department. We could have been colleagues and good friends decades earlier. There was a persistent theme in Michael's work, the relationship between changing circumstances that then enable people to change and the intentional efforts at self-change, self-realization, that can come as part of the struggle to then, in turn, change the circumstances. The dialectic, in other words, that's inherent in revolutionary practice. We make a difference in the world through our activism, and that activism, in turn, can develop new capabilities in us and an enhanced sense of our capability. Michael was a good writer. Rare for an economist, his writing was enjoyable, always linking the economics to politics and culture and the need for change at each of those interconnected levels. As distinct from many Marxists, for whom capital reduces all workers to undifferentiated abstractions, seeing them only for their capacity to produce profits, Michael argued that capital needs to see workers as gendered, as racial, as differentiated groups to play off against each other in order to exercise control. In other words, that capitalism is a political and social, as well as a narrowly economic system. He argued that the transition away from capitalism to socialism would have to use the leverage of state institutions, simultaneously transforming the state itself, democratizing and decentralizing it. This is an issue I want to address at a different time on The Old Mole, especially with regard to a recent book by Leo Panitch and Sam Gindin with Stephen Marr, The Socialist Challenge Today, that explores the experience of Podemos in Spain, Syriza in Greece, the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn in Great Britain, and the movement around Bernie Sanders, all with reference to how they related to and attempted to use the institutions of the state. For Leibowitz, the state in transition would be very different from the top-down structures we've seen in many societies that have called themselves socialist. It would encourage neighborhood and worker councils, allocate its resources, and do its work through these councils, and eventually dissolve and be taken over by them. He drew on his experience living in Venezuela to write about these possibilities more broadly. Here on The Old Mole, you've heard them explored also through interviews Luisa Martinez has done with Venezuelan activists. Michael's starting point was the limitation on human development and the distortion of human possibilities under capitalism, where he found hope, where he saw revolutionary potential, was not only in workers' place in capitalist production and its potential leverage, but in our persisting desire to satisfy our human needs and our ability to transform ourselves through struggle. Michael made significant contributions and lived the implications of his theory. As we say in Latin America, Michael Leibowitz, presente.